radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and the hits just keep on coming. Low Blow Satoru, Sideshow Satoru, they're coming in. Doesn't quite, though, get to the essence of what's going on, the way that Tricky Dick did. But we'll keep on working on this whole situation here a little bit. Let's see. We already talked with Glenn in Oregon. Now, getting back to the situation with Israel and Syria, Russia is going to, probably is already in the process of, I mean, if I were Putin, I'd be sending the weapons right now and not give Israel and the U.S. a window to attack Syria before those defensive weapons show up. Israel has indicated they feel they have a right to attack and destroy the Russian arms shipments going into Syria. And again, Israel's excuse is, well, Syria's just going to give them to Hezbollah. No, Syria needs those. They're going to keep them for themselves. So this idea that Syria is taking weapons they need to protect their country from invasion and shipping them over to Hezbollah is nonsense. And certainly in the case of the S-300, that's not an offensive weapon system. It is the Russian version of the Patriot. It's an air defense system. It's to keep other people from coming into your home and dropping things that go boom. But Israel is saying they feel they have a right to attack the Russian shipments, potentially including shooting down Russian aircraft that are carrying those things. So we're literally at the point of risking a war between Israel and Russia, which means, of course, Israel isn't going to fight a war against Russia. They're going to turn around to Washington, D.C. and say, please, would you please come fight Russia for us? And Obama's going to say, yeah, thank you for getting a war with Russia going. No, that'll make everybody forget about that Benghazi nonsense and the IRS nonsense and the Department of Justice nonsense. Yes, we'll go to war with Russia. And so what Israel is going to do, and I think they would not be too unhappy about this, Israel's just going to sit there quietly doing nothing while the United States and Russia nuke each other into rubble. And then Israel will stand up and say, well, now that those two are gone, we'd like to admit to the world that, yes, we do have nuclear weapons and long-range rockets, and you will now do what we say, or we will blow up the Mideast oil fields and starve you all for energy, and so forth and so on. So this is getting really, really dicey. Back to the phones, Kevin in Kentucky. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just had a recommendation that you can call Obama. Mm-hmm. Call him Barodit for Shuro.
I have to think about that one for a while. That's kind of an interesting little colorful twist. Almost sounds like something out of Day the Earth Stood Still.
All right, well, thanks a lot, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, Obama's official position, and he said this when he was having his little press conference with Erdogan, that he's emphasizing the military option against Syria, but insists the United States won't attack Syria alone. This is a null and void, pointless statement, because Israel is going to attack Syria, and then the U.S. will follow on in and say, see, we didn't do this on our own, wasn't unilateral, we're just aiding our ally and trusted friend in the Middle East against the evil Assad and his evil chemical weapons. More and more media outlets are basically coming out and saying this whole thing about Assad's sarin gas reeks of Saddam's nuclear weapons. It's the same lie all over again. And President Obama seems to feel that you are all stupid enough to fall for that same lie all over again. Or, at the very least, you are loyal, patriotic Americans who will choose to believe the lies over and over and over again, because that is what makes America great. I know better. I know you're not going to fall for that lie again. You're still angry that you were lied to before. And you're not going to go along with that. All right, going to take a break for commercials. Just a reminder, Claire will be with us in hour number three today, and we will be right back.
A American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Judas, Christ, and Pharaoh, Jimmy and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Michael Bailey, open your eyes. Judas, Christ, and Pharaoh, Jimmy and the radio.
Oh, boy, there are some really good entries coming in for the name of the president here. Somebody sent in the suggestion, Tsar Baby, spelled T-S-A-R like the Russian despot rulers. I like that one. I'm sure that's going to get Al Sharpton's knickers in a twist over that one. Let's see what else we have over here. Okrukma, variations on the theme of Barack O'Crock. Another one, by Richard O. Nixon. I think that one cuts right to the heart of the matter here. Let's see. Do we have any more here? Let's see. Obama clause. Because you have to be crazy to still believe. I love that one here. All right. So we're talking about the situation over there in the Mideast. The CIA chief, John Brennan, has made a surprise visit to Israel to talk about Syria. I'm sure he went up there to Barack's office, knocked on the door, and the door opened, and John Brennan goes, surprise, I'm here. I don't think it was a surprise. It's a surprise to everybody else. So you can see the maneuvering going on. They're trying to get this war going, and when Triplegate began to break into the news, I made the point, this is only going to motivate the Obama administration and indeed pretty much the entire federal government to try and get this war going, to use a war to distract from all the other problems. Triplegate, the economy, all the rest of it here. Alrighty, let's see. Over in Turkey, the Turkish people are no more happy with this escalation towards war with Syria than anybody else here, because after all, they're right on their side of the border, and they're likely to see a lot of stuff coming into their country and their homes when the war really gets cranked up. And there are major, major protests. The Turkish people are out there in the streets saying, no, we will not go along with this thing. The Turkish police are using tear gas and water cannons to put down these protesters. So Erdogan may be up there with Obama for the press conference, but the people of Turkey are not behind him on this. And frankly, if you look at the history of war, the people of a nation are never behind the leader who wants to start a war. They have to be tricked into it. They have to be lied into it. Now, over at StratRisks, they had a big article about how Russia is starting to really build up their military. They're modernizing all their missile systems. At the same time, they're going to the United Nations and saying, you know, we need to start capping all this military development by the United States of America. And they're trying to act like this is a bad thing. But Putin knows ultimately, because Putin took control of their central bank and he kicked out the money junkies, that makes him an eventual target for the United States and for every nation that still has a privately owned, privately controlled central bank. So, of course, he's going to build up his defenses. He knows that sooner or later, the United States is going to be making war on Russia and or China. I think Putin would be perfectly happy to draw the battle lines through Syria and Iran rather than wage that war on their own home soil, especially after how close the Nazis got to Moscow during big mistake number two. I'm going to grab a phone call here. Tom in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha there, pal. Seems like I just talked to you yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. I did.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I've been on and off the phone, so I've been listening to your show 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, but how about, I don't know if anybody said this, but how about the Obama drama?
Oh, I like that one. That's
yep.
a good one.
Yep.
That is
Obama
a very...
drama.
Yeah, the Obama drama.
I talked to you yesterday about this IRS thing being a smokescreen.
Yeah, well, I think...
Did you see Doug Hagman's article yesterday on Canadian Free Press, I think it was?
I missed that one. Please enlighten us.
Basically, it was almost a repeat of what I told you yesterday, what I thought was going on here, that the IRS story is a cover and a sideshow to get people's mind off of Benghazi, because
yeah.
Benghazi is the real trouble here. I agree with you that the IRS and the Federal Reserve are all unconstitutional. But you know, you gotta, when you see a hole in the armor somewhere, you gotta take shots at it, you know?
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, RBN is having their little fundraising drive right now, because now is the time when everybody has to push. There is a breach in the political defenses of Fortress Washington DC. And they're pouring all the resources they can into trying to shut this thing down. We, the American people, 300 million strong, have to stand up. And now is the time to get out there and talk. Now is the time to get out there and share with your friends. Now is the time to support your independent media and push back on this thing. Because now there's a gaping hole in the credibility and legitimacy of the entire government. And this is when we, the barbarians, have to pour through with our symbolic torches and pitchforks. And yes. Now's the time for the push. They're doing a full court press on their side. It's time for a full court press on our side.
Yeah, we cannot let them get away with this. This has got to stay front and center. And I think Obama drama brings that to a head.
Yes.
Okay,
I think it does.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm probably going to find a place to use that one as well here. We have another caller on the line, Kit in San Diego. Aloha, Kit. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I have an entry for the Name the President contest.
Yes.
How about Warlock Drone Bomb Ya?
That's interesting. Interesting, interesting. Just got an email with two more. Bogus Barry or Sinister Cetero? I think I like Bogus Barry. I like that one.
Hey, Mike, one more thing. I just wanted to let you know I'll be donating to RBN because I just canceled my subscription to a website that claims this planet is some sort of prison, if you know what I mean.
So. Gee, I wonder who that could be.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I mean, every little tiny bit helps. And like I said, the only way we're going to get the big money corruption out of our nation is for the little money to stand up united, working together in concert toward a common goal of restoration of our constitutional republic.
Amen, brother. Hey, take care and have a good weekend, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Now, as you're probably already aware, the latest round of the P5 plus one talks with Iran just finished. Depending upon who you ask, great progress was made or it was an absolute stonewall roadblock. And the issue continues to be that Iran says they will do whatever it takes to convince the world their nuclear program is safe. And the position coming in from Israel and the United States of America is that's not good enough. You've got to scrap it all. You've got to shut down your power station. You've got to shut down your medical isotope facilities. You've got to shut down anything that has anything to do with nuclear technology. And, of course, that represents a huge capital investment by Iran to buy and build all of this stuff, all of which it is legally allowed to have under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran and the United States have both signed. So it is, in fact, the United States that is in violation of that treaty and international law by using the threat of military force to coerce Iran into surrendering their acknowledged rights under that same treaty. Now, following the cessation of this latest round of talks with the P5 plus one, Iran's chief negotiator has come out and said the problem with all of these talks is Iran is being asked to make all the sacrifices. We're supposed to do X, Y, Z, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3 before anything is done for us. And again, this is a negotiating tactic that is classic Israeli and is now being adopted by the United States of America. And the attitude is you give us everything we want first, up front, then we'll decide whether we're going to do something nice for you. And of course, that's a negotiating position that is intended to fail. So that U.S. and Israel can say, we tried to talk, we made a reasonable offer, they didn't want to go along with it, go ahead and send in the bombers. Now, over in Libya, we're talking about that. The Libyan situation is deteriorating rapidly. The U.S. is already prepositioning a marine landing force in case they have to go back in and prop up a rapidly falling puppet regime. Protesters closed a Libyan oil terminal and shut down oil exports. About 20% of Libya's 1.6 million barrels a day of oil exports are now just tied up at the dock. And this is the second time in 6 months they've shut this down. And so the Libyan people are clearly not at all happy with their new U.S.-approved puppet regime. And they're very much not happy with their new private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. They want to go back to the banking system Muammar Gaddafi set up, a state bank with a value-based currency, a public currency acting as a public utility, the exact same system the United States was started with after we broke free of Britain. But the United States is now re-enslaved to private central bankers, and they will go off and spend the lives of your children to make sure every nation on earth is enslaved to a private central bank. No nation can be allowed to have a state-issued currency. Because a nation with a free currency and a state central bank becomes an economic power that cannot be competed with. Slave systems can't compete with free systems. It's never worked anywhere in history. We're on the wrong side of this battle. This clash of civilizations is actually a war between private central banking and government-issued currencies. That's what the clash of civilizations is about. And I don't need to tell you that nations with a private central bank in control of the economy is a fascist model. So we're on the wrong side of this war. The United States military, your kids, your tax dollars are being spent to bring fascism to the rest of the world at force of arms. And everybody's catching that war fever. Armenia is getting ready for war. I'm not even sure who with. But everybody's picking up the guns and getting ready, saying, tell me who to shoot. This gun is making me crazy. I must kill somebody. Give me some more SSRIs and ammunition. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is reporting that Israel is preparing for military operations in the Golan. We reported yesterday they were moving up armor and artillery into the Golan. And by the way, Israel has already told major oil companies that they can come into the Golan area, which still technically belongs to Syria. Israel's occupying it, but Israel's already there selling the oil to other people. So, apparently the U.S. is going to reach its debt limit on Saturday. They're going to run out of money. They're going to default. No wonder they want to get a war going. Alrighty, let's see here. The Center for Constitutional Rights have sent a letter to President Obama calling on him to finally publicly acknowledge the killing of a U.S. citizen by Israel in their attack on the humanitarian aid flotilla. They're starting to say, why are you not protecting American lives from foreign intervention? And I have an article I put up there at whatreallyhappened.com called U.S. Government Treason, and it makes a couple of points from history. Israel's whole excuse for the attack was that there was this foreign naval force that was potentially a threat to them, even though demonstrably that was not so. But they're getting close to us, therefore we have a right to attack. Now, if you go back to World War II, you had this foreign nation, Japan, that was illegally occupying other people's lands in China and Indonesia. There were Americans in close proximity to that foreign nation in the then territory of Hawaii. And even though the Americans had not actually done much of anything, that foreign nation, Japan, decided it had the right to attack and kill Americans just on the off chance that somewhere down the road they might be an inconvenience. And of course, that was what led to Pearl Harbor. Now, just for a moment, imagine that instead of declaring immediate war on that nation that attacked Americans, President Roosevelt had rushed over to the League of Nations to explain why Japan's attack on Americans was really no big deal. And Japan had a really good reason to attack and kill Americans. And by the way, the humanitarian aid flotilla wasn't the first time. Don't forget Israel's attack on the U.S.'s liberty. Just imagine if Roosevelt, instead of his day of infamy speech, had just made excuses why it was Japan was perfectly right to attack and kill Americans. It was just a simple misunderstanding. And the U.S. Congress, instead of voting war against the nation that attacked and killed Americans, decided to punish those who criticized the nation that attacked and killed Americans. It's quite an amazing fantasy, and yet this is exactly what we have seen this government do in the years since Israel's attack on the aid flotilla. It's just something to keep in mind, put it in context. Back in 1904, an American businessman, Eon Perdick Harris, was taken prisoner by Mulai Raizuli. Now, from Raizuli's point of view, he had a good reason to take Perdick Harris prisoner, as Raizuli was fighting against foreign occupation of his homeland. Even Perdick Harris conceded Raizuli was acting from what Perdick Harris considered justifiable motives. Roosevelt did not even view the affair from Raizuli's point of view. He viewed it from the point of view of a president of the United States. Under the slogan, Perdick Harris alive or Raizuli dead, Roosevelt sent 7 U.S. battleships with orders to destroy Morocco. If Perdick Harris was not released, Perdick Harris was then sent home. That should have been the response to Israel's attack on the aid flotilla, which killed an American citizen. We're not interested in Israel's point of view or their rationale. You attack an American in international waters, that is an affront to the nation. And it should have been dealt with as such. At the very least, stop signing all those checks that paid for the bullets that Israel used to kill that American citizen. Anyway, so now the Center for Constitutional Rights is demanding Obama either formally complain about Israel's murder of a U.S. citizen or give a really good explanation why. And it all comes back down to that Israel lobby in the United States of America, which to this very day is still not required to register as a foreign agent. And they've got a hammerlock on our Congress. If you're going to be in the Congress, you have to prove you're loyal to Israel. You have to travel to Israel and put on the yarmulke and get a picture looking somber at the wall to even be considered to be allowed to ascend to positions of power in this country. Anyway, let's see. Looking at some more of these names that are coming in here for the president here. Owanker, Butcher Barry. I like this one, Pinocchio Obama. And every time he tells a lie, he gets another gray hair. And have you noticed how gray he's actually getting? Darth Obama, that's a good one here. Now, there was kind of an interesting little story brewing the other day, and it sort of came and went, and I think maybe this story was allowed out because this is a time when people aren't going to pay for it. Apparently, the Witness Protection Program has lost the location of 2 known terrorists who were in their care, and they're saying, oh, it's poor data sharing. How wonderfully convenient if they need a new false flag terror attack. They've already got 2 patsies singled out to blame it on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's someone wants to help her.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the entries continue to pour in for the new nickname for President Obama. We have Barry Soprano, Scary Barry, Baronoid. I like that one, actually, quite a bit. Let's see what else we had. The Odramabama. Obamageddon. I've heard that one before. Yeah, it's definitely out there. All righty. Now, following on to the story that I mentioned before, because I got some email about this, I understand that Congress had a vote a while back that supposedly simply erased the debt limit. My understanding is that vote did not actually succeed. And now we're seeing over in the Hill where they're talking about Treasury Secretary Jack Lew today is urging congressional leaders to raise the U.S. government debt limit and insisted the White House is not going to negotiate over the increase because Congress has no choice but to raise the debt limit. So all of this austerity you've all been suffering, the cuts to food stamps, the cut to education, the cut to taking care of our infrastructure, none of it worked. And by the way, there were other scholarly articles we reported on a few weeks back saying that austerity hadn't worked in any nation it had been imposed on. because it doesn't address the actual problem. Private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest by design produce more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And until we have a world leader with the gonadal tissue to stand up and say, that's the core problem, nothing that is being done is going to fix things, make anything better. It's all just window dressing and show for the press. It's just more organized theater to placate the masses. And so they're trying to basically say that this raising of the debt limit cannot be tied in to any further discussions or debate about cutting more spending. They're just saying, you got to do it. Got to do it or we're going to be in trouble. We're going to start defaulting. And we must preserve the credit worthiness of the United States at all costs, as long as we can get the people to pay those all costs here. If you are maxed out on all your credit cards and you just get another credit card, that does not make you more credit worthy in the eyes of the credit bureaus. In fact, they're going to start marking you down. Only with the federal government does going deeper and deeper into debt somehow protect and preserve its credit worthiness. They got to be on SSRIs if they're thinking that. All righty, I want to talk a little bit about this scandal out in California, up in Kern County. And it all began with a gentleman named David Silva who was drunk in public. And every time I hear that phrase, I'm flashing back to Ron White talking about being drunk in public and says, hey, I wanted to be drunk in the bar. They threw me in the public. But on a very serious note, David Silva, 33-year-old man, people call police. He was wandering around just on the street, very drunk, and people called and complained. And apparently, by the time the police got there, he had actually passed out, was lying on the ground. And somehow, it got into an altercation where these police officers just beat this guy to death, slamming his head with their batons. People called 911 and said, your police are killing this guy. And they told the 911 operators, we've got video. We've got this on video. These cops are just beating this guy to death. And what happened is the Kern County Sheriff's Office went out to everybody who'd called 911 and they confiscated the videos. They confiscated every cell phone, every camera. Some of them came back completely erased. These seven Kern County deputies are still on duty, have not even been put on suspension. And the Kern County Sheriff's Office is just no comment, no comment, no comment, in conformance with department policy. And it turns out that for all their tyrannical grabbing of cameras and cell phones and erasing of videos, they did not get them all. There is one video of the incident. Very poor quality, about the same quality as the video of the beating of Rodney King, and look at what happened from that. And this is a far more serious situation because Rodney King survived his beating. This guy was beaten to death. Now, I personally confine my alcohol consumption to here at home. I've never been drunk in public. But I am pretty sure that being drunk in public is not a death penalty offense. And you had the witnesses around there calling in and saying, this guy is on the ground, they're beating him to death. Are these cops on SSRIs? Because it's hard to explain that behavior. Rodney King kept getting back up and confronting the police when they beat him up. This guy was passed out on the ground and was struck in the skull 19 times with these metal batons. And they didn't get all the videos, and they didn't have a right to take the videos. Under the rules of evidence, they have a right to ask you for a copy of your video. And I think pretty much any one of us would say, yeah, let me put it on a flash drive for you. But the cops literally went out to everybody they thought was a witness, and they confiscated the phones and the cameras. And in many cases, they simply erased the video before they returned the phones and the cameras. They were covering up. They knew they had done wrong. Apparently now the FBI is getting involved because the deleting of the footage from the cameras does represent potentially obstruction of justice. If those videos are not provided as part of the evidence in any administrative action against these sheriff's deputies, and there may not even be one, they're still on duty. They're still out there looking for more people passed out from alcohol so they can beat them on the skull with their metal poles. This is worse than the Rodney King episode, and look what happened with that. It is a completely disproportionate, unreasonable use of police force on a man already on the ground, semi-unconscious from his own alcohol consumption. You don't need to beat the guy. It doesn't make any sense. And it gets back to this issue of SSRIs. And again, more and more information is surfacing that it's been known all along these drugs trigger extreme acts of violence. 10% of the population are on these medications. We know about all these mass shooters and suiciders who are on or withdrawing from these medications. What is not documented is how many bar fights or episodes of police brutality or spousal domestic abuse are being triggered or enhanced by these medications. Nobody wants to know that. It's going to harm the pharmaceutical industry. But if our police are on these medications, and being a police officer is a stressful job, and if our government officials are on these medications, that's a very dangerous situation. We could be seeing the United States of America literally being melted from within because of a bad pharmaceutical. And somebody's got to start asking this question. Got a caller on the line, Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Michael. It seems to me this would be a really good opportunity for those financially depraved needy attorneys to jump on a 1983 civil rights violation suit.
Oh, I'm sure they're already lining up. I'm sure they're already up.
Well, and wouldn't the taking of the cell phones and videos conflict with the law that says we have an absolute right to videotape our public officios in the performance of the duties, one? And two, isn't that tampering with evidence?
That very, very much so. That's why I'm saying this could result in an obstruction charge. Because the police have every right to ask you for a copy of any pictures and recordings that you made. They do not have a right to confiscate them outright and destroy that evidence.
Wouldn't they need a Fourth Amendment warrant issued on probable cause to take those things?
I would presume so. Again, they can ask for copies of the data, and I can't imagine people not being willing to turn over copies of the data. But to simply grab the phones from witnesses, no, that's completely inappropriate. They can take copies of this. They can demand copies of the photos and recordings. Simply taking the phones and erasing them and handing them back, that's not even investigation. That's outright cover up here.
Well, absolutely. And if they knew that they were committing murder and thought they were guilty, then they might feel that they had exigent circumstances that necessitated the immediate seizure of the videotapes.
Well, that's exactly the whole point. Obviously, in hindsight, these cops were realizing they'd killed this guy in full view of the public, and they know any video that survives a confiscation winds up on YouTube, which is where this one did. And again, it's just a reminder of what a complete police state we are living in right now. These cops broke tons of laws. They're guilty of aggravated assault, if not outright willful murder. It was a violation of this guy's civil rights. And there's no end to this thing. It is a worse scandal than Rodney King.
Absolutely. It seems to me that we are living without the rule of law. Therefore, we are in the land of chaos.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. When the police are out there and the police don't even know the laws, there was that other video about this police officer who couldn't even read his own breathalyzer. And this driver, this student he'd pulled over, had to explain it to him why 0.018 is not three times 0.08. I mean, that's basic high school math, and the police officer couldn't get it. Maybe that officer was on SSRIs.
Last I checked, the law said that police officers are presumed to know the law and be competent to the law, and if they're not, then they must be imposters.
Well, they're presumed to know the law, but obviously they don't. I've had a lot of people tell me stuff, a lot of police officers tell me stuff that I know is absolutely flat out wrong. And very much of it gets into this issue about your right to record them in public. We're seeing some states, just completely misapply anti-eavesdropping laws, which were written in the context of situations where you have a reasonable expectation of privacy, like phone calls. And they're trying to apply them out in the public. Other courts have said, when you're in public, you have no expectation of privacy. The courts certainly reinforce that principle regarding ordinary citizens. And so you have this ludicrous legal fiction where if you have a group of citizens and a group of police officers standing in exactly the same spot, the courts are saying the citizens out there in public have no expectation of right to privacy, but the police officers do. And that is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
And in fact, I believe if you check the Constitution, the people have a duty to cast an eye of suspicion and to watch over their public officials to make sure they operate within the scope and color of law.
Well, this gets back to that whole John Bad Elk versus United States Supreme Court decision in which law enforcement or any government officials have their authority and power only when they are within the limits imposed on them by the Constitution and the law. And if they go outside those limits, if they are violating your civil rights, you have a natural right to fight back with, if necessary, lethal force. And, the same thing that we say about the President of the United States applies to police officers. They have that authority and office only when they are following the rules and are acting within the limits of their authority imposed by law and by the Constitution. When they step outside those limits, they're no longer the president. They're no longer a police officer. They're just another thug in a fancy, expensive costume.
Precisely. Title 18, United States Code 241 and 242.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, thank you,
Chris,
Michael.
You got it. Now, getting back to this question, and again, I mean, these SSRIs, all this evidence is surfacing. They have known for years that these drugs cause extreme acts of violence, suicide. And now we're finding out that in terms of doing what they're supposed to do, which is cure depression, the actual trials on which their approval was based, the SSRIs did not do any better than the sugar pills. It's a useless product that doesn't work and causes harm, but by golly, they're going to go on selling it to you because it makes money. And they're prescribing them to our kids left and right because of something called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. When I was a kid, we called it teacher is boring the crud out of me. And it turns out, okay, the U.S. American psychiatrist Leon Eisenberg, who is viewed as the scientific father of ADHD, said in the last interview he gave before he died, quote, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, end quote. In other words, the guy credited with coming up with this was admitting this was just an invented disease with which to sell medication to people who do not need it. This stuff is harmful. It is causing death. It is causing violence. It is causing harm. It clouds the judgment of everybody who's taking it, including police officers and government officials. 10% of the American population are on these medications. By default, 10% of all law enforcement officers are taking these meds. 10% of all government people are taking these meds. Probably the percentage within the police and the government is higher because they are stressful jobs that can lead to anxiety. And any one of these other conditions that the American Psychiatric Association insists is a disease that must be treated with medication. We need to know if these cops who beat this guy to death were on these prescription antidepressants. And we certainly have a legitimate need to know if Barack Obama is taking these. And his cabinet is taking these. And if the military high command are on these medications. During his first term in office, there was actually an article in the corporate media saying President Obama was dealing with serious depression during his first term. How did he get out of the depression? I don't see him doing yoga. Remember the abuses of the White House doctor when Bill Clinton was in office? Huge scandal. The White House doctor was just pills and shots and whatever Clinton wanted. Huge scandal. Some of this stuff that you and I would not even be allowed to get near. Anyway, Senator Jeff Markley is planning to push an amendment to repeal the Monsanto Protection Act. I think it's a very, very good idea. When we come back, I got one more comment about Monsanto, and then, of course, top of the hour, Claire will be joining us.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is now on to reporting about the Powerball jackpot is a new record, $600 million. And if any of you listening to the show have that ticket and win, don't forget to include Republic Broadcasting and what really happened in your generosity, because we need your help right now. We don't have big corporations supporting us. By the way, a message going out to all those people in Kern County who have their phones and cameras confiscated by the police and came back with the files deleted. Unless the police use special applications to physically overwrite that area of your memory, those videos can be recovered. They are still there. They're just not visible to the file system. That's true for pretty much every computer that's out there. Just hitting delete, dropping it into the trash bin, doesn't actually get rid of the data. It's still there in the memory. You just need the special tools to get it out there. Now, getting back to Monsanto, the company we all love to hate, and of course, there's this big global protest coming up on the 25th. And we have countries like Peru just banned GMO. Hungary is physically scorching all the farmlands that were contaminated with GMO food. And so now we have Hugh Grant, who's the CEO of Monsanto, basically saying that anybody who's criticizing GMO, you're just being elitist because you think you are in love with nature and organic, and your desire is to keep poor people from cheap food. That's their new argument. You know, you shouldn't criticize us. We're providing cheap food to poor people. No, you are not, Monsanto. Your seeds are hideously expensive. The yields from GMO crops are consistently lower, less food than the natural counterparts. The GMO plants are proving to be far less resilient to the vicissitudes of nature than the natural varieties, like the BT cotton disaster, far less resistant to drought or extremes of nature, so entire crops can be lost. And then finally, it has already been shown that over the course of a few growing seasons, all of the so-called advantages of GMO crops, the ability to resist pests and weeds, eventually go away. The pests and the weeds adapt to the new chemicals in the GMO crops. So the farmers have to go back to spending money on all the same chemicals they were pouring on their farms before the Monsanto seeds. So it's an outright lie to say that GMO crops are providing cheap food to poor people. It's just providing more money and a guaranteed continued market to Monsanto. They want to take control of all food production on planet Earth. And the U.S. State Department's helping them do it because they want to. They've lost the petrodollar deal. Now they want the corn dollar. You have to come to the U.S. to get all of your food. You have to pay for it with the money we demand. We got to take a quick break. I know we got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to take the call as soon as we come back, and then we'll be joined by the lovely Lady Claire.